In football, your player of the year is Andrew Graves of Jefferson R7 High School, and your coach of the year is Brent Tinker of Fox High School.
And there you go. Our football player of the year, Andrew Graves of the Jefferson Blue Jays, and our coach of the year is Brent Tinker of the Fox Warriors. Congratulations to those pair there. And we are joined by Brent Tinker, coach of the year, on the line now. And the Fox Warriors going 9-2 this year. Outstanding talent, especially in the backfield with their quarterback, Gavin McGinnis. Their running backs, Bob Nybert and Cole Elwood. Their center, Luke Joggers, also on the line with them, Chase Waters. All five Dream Team athletes, all very well deserving, because the Fox Warriors, they did something pretty spectacular this year. If you haven't heard by now, 3 1,000-plus yard rushers. An outstanding achievement for a Fox Warriors team that certainly put their best effort on the field every single game this year. And so we're happy to be joined by Brent Tinker, head coach of the Fox Warriors, our coach of the year. And I got a chance to speak with coach right before coming on air here, and he's stunned. So let's welcome in a stunned Brent Tinker. Hey, coach.
Hey, how are you? May I tell you what I am? I'm just kind of overwhelmed with appreciation and gratitude for the community and for you guys for what you've done, but also for the community coaches for voting for our kids. And then obviously allowing me to have this honor means a lot to us, and we are very appreciative of that. And big thank you to everyone. Obviously a major congratulations to Andrew for player of the year and the rest of the kids and all the other kids on all the teams that contributed this year to the local success and the local football in our area. But tonight I'm just appreciative is probably the best word.
Coach, when I talked to you for training camp, the vibe from the locker room, from speaking with Gavin and Cole and Bob, by the way, it's still weird for me to call a 17-year-old kid Bob, but we'll go with it. Speaking to them during training camp and talking to you, Coach, and again, seeing the vibe in the locker room and just how attentive guys were to you, Coach, what you guys were able to do this year, I guess for you guys, probably wasn't much of a surprise, was it?
Well, you know, you don't want to say it like that because that would almost come, you know what I mean? You want to be humble in everything we do. We believe that we could have a very good year. We caught a few breaks on the way, made opportunities happen for us. But, I mean, we were confident coming in. I hope we can all, that's a good thing, I think, being confident coming in. But, you know, it's a very special group of kids. They had been on the field for several years now. A lot of them had. And it looked like it was just time for all the ingredients to come together. So, yeah, going into the year, we were really confident about having a good year. But we're definitely extremely humble about what we were able to accomplish. And, you know, we're really moving forward, too. We like the trajectory of things right now. And we got some great kids, and we serve a great community, and we're pretty excited about it.
Coach, when you think back on this year for the Fox Warriors, you know, I did a little research before coming on air, and I saw, you know, Fox has had 9-win teams before, and actually in this decade as well. So it's not necessarily a new thing, but what's different about this year is the guys, the players. They are different players from 4, 5, you know, 6 years past. So these guys have gotten a chance to get their names out there, get their names written in the history books, and be a part of something greater than, you know, just one person.
It is. It's I guess that's kind of what is so special about high school football and college football, but, you know, at our level, high school, just having the kids come from the community. And, you know, sometimes the first name changes and the last name stays the same. We've had a lot of success with brothers on our team and in our program. But, you know, I got to Fox 10, 11 years ago now, whenever Coach Giannino had already kind of turned the program around a little bit with Michael Marino and Levi Terrell. Those were our last 2,000-yard rushers on the same team. But it is great to see these guys come in and get their opportunity. And the biggest thing, too, is how much support we've gotten from them, how much support we've gotten from our alumni. You know, I love that. I think, you know, a lot of times in high school, you know, people kind of hold on tight to their memories and their records. But everybody who we've come in contact with has been extremely supportive, and the community's really been, the alumni have been great. So we hope we can keep that going, and hopefully these guys can graduate, move on, have wonderful lives, and come back and root for us and cheer our next generation of kids on as well.
Coach, I found it quite hilarious, a little inside laughter, when it was announced, or when we found out through all the voting, that Waters and Joggers and McGinnis and Nybert and Elwood all made the Dream Team, because just a few weeks ago, Coach, you brought them down to our Coles Tractor and Equipment Roundtable show at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you gave them a chance to get on air, and we got to see a little bit of the character from the guys that you have, and you were telling me that, you know, Chase is sort of the goofball, Joggers is the leader, you know, McGinnis is a quarterback, so he has a lot to say about everything. Bob Nybert is a very confident kid in himself and what he's able to do. And then Cole Elwood's kind of the cool kid. But we got a chance to see all that. And for those five to get on the Dream Team, the same five that were on our show, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really exciting. And let me thank you again for inviting us down there. We don't always get to get down there as often as everybody else does, because it's a little bit further for us. With practice and stuff in the evenings, but I appreciate you guys having us down there. And, you know, whenever we ended up coming down, I thought I was bringing three kids, and then I guess a few people asked a few people, and I ended up having five kids. but that's it. You know what? It's a really good cross-section of our team. You had leaders from different position groups, offensively and defensively, and the fact that all of them made it is just kind of what I was referring to earlier, just my appreciation for the local coaches, you know, voting for those boys and giving them an opportunity to have this honor. It could have been, I believe they deserve it, but I'm just so grateful the people voted for them and gave them the opportunity, because this is a big deal. Dream Team is, it's a big deal. I was, I was never talented enough to be on Dream Team as a player, so I guess I got to weasel my way on as a coach. Now I'm very happy to be there, and I'm very honored to have that. But those five kids are they're a treat. They're going to continue to do good things, but it is funny. We were talking earlier before we came on the air. It's the exact same kids, and they all made it. And I couldn't be happier for them.
Coach, I want to sort of shift my focus to not the players, but to the coaches. Often, you know, we talk to the head coach, and, you know, that's how it works. We don't talk to the assistants as much. The coaches that, you know, aren't necessarily on the field or in the box, you know, calling plays, but, you know, coaches that are on the field interacting with the players, you know, during games and just sort of trying to, you know, keep it calm, if you will. So I'd like to give you that opportunity here, Coach, on our Dream Team Selection Show to give a shout out to those coaches that mean so much to the success of this Fox Warriors football team.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. That's awesome of you to let me do that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and run them down real quick. Our offensive coordinator is actually Scott Nybert, who's considerably more famous than I'll ever be in Arnold. He's been coaching youth football there for a long time, and is Bobby's father, and he couldn't be more proud of Bobby. Defensive coordinator is Dennis Sander, been at Fox a long time, does a good job. Philip Lashley is actually our defensive back coach, and he's a kid that I coached many, many years ago in seventh grade basketball, and I've kind of known him from way back then. He's been working with us. Then you can go all the way through Joe Karasek, Tim Bringle, Kenny Bringle. I'm going to forget somebody, and I'm going to feel bad about it. Greg Abeda is one of my former players. He's back coaching now. Matt McKinney works with our offensive line. He's a Fox guy. Bill Floto works with our defensive line. Scott Luthauser is a linebackers coach. We actually have a couple of volunteers, obviously, mixed in there, but we have a really good coaching staff that I couldn't be more appreciative of either. And I tell you what, they're going to be really excited. Now their names are on the radio, so they can all be excited too, because they're good people.
All right. Well, very well, Coach. And yeah, I like to, you know, give that opportunity for you guys, because I know it's not just one coach, and you know, and everyone always says that, you know, it's a trickle down effect, if you will. It starts from the ground and it builds up, and you get to be at the top of the pyramid, if you will, and get a chance to see how it all comes together. I think we wouldn't do it justice if we didn't talk about what you guys were able to achieve as a team this year in regards to the stats. Three 1,000-plus yard rushers. It's just so hard to fathom.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I'm most proud of, and I think everybody on our staff that I think I remembered everybody, but if I didn't, you caught me off guard with that question. So if I didn't, I'm sorry. But that is – Brian Robbins was my first head coach as an assistant coach, and he was an option guy. And I have been trying the best I can to learn it better as the years go on. And there's just a bunch of different people that have been able to influence all the way back to my first football coach ever was Coach Joe Henning Martin Hillsborough. But there's just so many good people that I've been able to work with in some capacity in life. And we are trying to run the option. And when it works right, we really have no idea who's getting the ball. I mean, that's just, everybody knows that. But there's just I have no idea who's getting the ball. And Gavin has to go in there, and he makes different decisions. He makes quarterback decisions, but they're different than a lot of your drop back passing quarterbacks. And I'm proud of him because he makes the right decisions. He feeds whoever needs the ball. Defense gets to decide who gets the ball. And I think that we have three 1,000-yard rushers is just really a tribute to how great of a job he has done and how great of a job our assistant coaches have done helping him get more comfortable within that role. But it really kind of goes back and shines on Gavin again, just on making the right decision. And he doesn't have long to make it, but he made it. And the rest of those boys made plays, Bob and Cole, and that offensive line in front of them. That's what that stat tells me, that we're getting better within our system. And it certainly helps. I tell everybody I'm a heck of a poker player when you give me a really good hand. And I think that's kind of what it was this year, is we had a lot of really good cards out there. We had a lot of really good players. And, you know, I do believe we're getting better in the system. I sure hope we keep doing that. It's a sign for me that is happening. I hope I'm right.
Right. I think the age-old question, Coach, that a lot of people ask when it comes to summing up a season or a person, if you will, and that is one or two words that describes everything that has happened for this Fox Warriors community and this football team. I know I'm asking for one or two words. If you give me three, Coach, I'll be okay with that.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had to go within different words, you have to go back to community and, like, love and friendship. I think that's what I'd have to say. You know, I think there's a genuine love for these kids and for each other. I think they're real friends, and I think they did everything they could to try to represent their community. So I'll give you those three words.
All right, community, love, and friendship, right out of Coach Stinker's mouth there. And all right, Coach, again, this is the Coach of the Year award, and I know, that you guys, you know, you give credit to other people, and that's great. And you know what? People give credit to you as well. So if you will, from a selfish standpoint, you know what? You don't have to be, but if you will, just sort of what this Coach of the Year honor means to you, the fact that, you know, all these area coaches voted for you. What does it mean for you personally as not just a coach, but as a human being?
No, that's a great question. As a local guy growing up and kind of doing a lot of my developing in this area, it means a lot. I know how big of a deal this is. I know that this is an award that a lot of great coaches have gotten over the years, and I'm honored by it. I really am. I'm humbled. I'm honored. I'm appreciative. It really makes me want to, if I had to just be completely honest, which is my thing, it makes me want to continue to come back next year and get this whole new batch of kids together and go out and do the very best we can to represent our community and our region over here in Missouri more than anything. You know, it makes me appreciative of my kids at school who are working hard for us, of everyone that has helped us get to this position. I think of Coach Schmidt at Festus, who has been a source of advice for me, and I appreciate all the coaches who have been willing to give me an opportunity to actually have this award. And I won't lie, it means a lot to me. I'm extremely humbled by it. I hope that I can continue to live up to it and continue to work hard and serve the people of our community and our region, and hopefully give the region some good Friday nights and do whatever I can to help grow football in the area, because life moves fast and somebody else is going to be winning here soon. And I wish them all the luck also. And just know that it certainly isn't lost on me how big of a deal this is. I really appreciate it, and I am humbled by it.
Coach Stinker, our Coach of the Year representing the Fox Warriors. Coach, before I let you go here, one final thing from you. When you get a chance to gather the troops one more time, if you will, I know you get a chance to see them in the classroom, weight room, and the works. But when you get that chance to, you know, share this with your players. What do you think they're going to do for you, Coach? You think they're going to keep it civil?
They will. They, you know what? Honestly, I bet I'm a hugger. We'll probably give a lot of hugs. We'll probably congratulate each other.
There you go.
Back to what I said earlier. There are some true. We care about each other. Well, this group of kids has been special. I'm sure they'll give me a big hug and congratulate me. And every single player on the Dream Team and every single one of our kids that's not on the Dream Team, I promise you this, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish this award without them, not even close. So I think I can feel really good at the banquet. I can let everybody know that whenever you win this award as Coach of the Year, that is entirely basically it shows you that it's a kid award. I mean, I know the coach got the award, but ain't none of us would have possibly been in this situation without them. So I'll give all the credit to them again. I'll thank them for the opportunity to serve them and probably a bunch of hugs.
All right. Very well. I'm a big hugger too, Coach. There you go. again, thank you. Thank you for all your help. I want to thank all the coaches for all their help this football season. It was a great football season, a lot of fun, and especially a big thanks to you, Coach, for being with us and sticking with us and bringing your kids down, giving us a chance to get to meet some Fox Warriors and a chance to get to know you better. So I certainly appreciate that. And congratulations once more on your Coach of the Year.
Yeah, and thank you guys. Your radio station still has a whole lot of followers and listeners up here. I grew up listening to a lot of country music on a lot of your radio stations. So thank you for including us. And I hope to do anything we can to help you. Appreciate all the work that you guys do.
All right, there we go. That is Brent Tinker, Fox Warriors Coach of the Year, joining us here on our Dream Team Selection Show. We'll be back in a short minute or so to wrap it up.